CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A major earthquake has hit Northern California, prompting a tsunami warning. However, we just received word that that warning has just been canceled. This woman, Julie, says she felt the 7.0 quake, which struck off the coast of Ferndale.
It was pretty obviously an earthquake. My living room floor shook and my front windows shook, so I knew it was an earthquake. It was a fast one, though.
There have been 10 aftershocks so far. Ominous words have been found on bullets used to shoot and kill the CEO of United Healthcare in New York yesterday. CBS's Jared Hill has that.
Found at the scene, words written on the shell casings, deny, defend, and depose, similar to the three D's of insurance, a phrase used by opponents of the industry.
A federal judge in Texas has rejected the latest plea deal, that is, between Boeing and federal prosecutors over two 737 MAX jet crashes.
U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor siding with the family members of those killed in the two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. They urged the judge to reject the agreement on the grounds that it failed to adequately hold Boeing accountable using an independent monitor. The families want the U.S. Department of Justice to prosecute Boeing. Mark Pegram lost his son Sam on the Ethiopian Airlines flight.
Sham of a deal that does not give accountability for 346 deaths.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are on Capitol Hill this afternoon to brief members of Congress on their plans for the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. CBS's Scott McFarlane tried to get details from Musk.
Hey, Mr. Musk. Sorry to impose.
Sorry, guys.
Any idea whether you want to cut Social Security, Medicare maybe too?
NASA's two stuck astronauts have now been in space for 6 months. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have two more months to go before their mission on the International Space Station comes to a close. They rocketed into orbit on June 5th as the first to ride Boeing's Starliner capsule. It was supposed to be just a week-long test flight, but thruster failures and helium leaks in the capsule kept the astronauts holed up at the space station. NASA decided to bring the capsule back empty in September and will put Williams and Wilmore on the SpaceX flight in February. And the health minister in the Central African nation of Congo says the government is on alert over a mystery flu-like disease. In recent weeks, it has killed 17 people. Recapping the top story of the hour, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake has hit off the coast of Northern California. About an hour before the end of trading on Wall Street, the Dow is off 180 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Someone didn't read the sign. The wing stop on Douglas is closed today after someone drove through the front window of the business this morning. Caledonia police say there were no injuries reported. City of Racine voters will consider a $1.5 million tax levy increase for the fire department April 1st. For homeowners with a $175,000 property, that would mean about a $54 annual cost increase. In Maguanago schools, police will not be involved in enforcing the cell phone ban. Village officials gave up on a plan to issue tickets to high school students for using their cell phones in classrooms. The proposal was intended to reinforce the school's existing cell phone ban. It got strong opposition from parents during a board meeting last night. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train returns to southeastern Wisconsin this weekend with stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia. The event, now in its 26th year, encourages donations for food pantries. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is hosting fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine kids in need this holiday season. The program collects and distributes toys. Those in need can register at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pre-game gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won 5 in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. 6 players from the Badgers' women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team, and for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Beautiful today. The sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Voltman. I don't know if I believe this or not, but according to a study, dogs hate to be hugged. Really? Is it because they have no idea where your hands have been?
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, this'll be the day that I die. that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing all right. So a survey about grandparents compiled the most important pieces of advice people ever got from their grandmas and grandpas. Did you have a decent relationship with grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. Yeah,
can you think of any advice?
No, I'm not sure I was old enough to take in and consider much advice, but okay. Yeah, no, not so much.
Here are some of the top responses in this survey. Right. Number five on the list was how to do basic DIY.
All right.
Okay. Number four is how to be smart with money. I never talked with my grandparents about money ever.
No.
How to clean.
Yeah. No.
Okay. How to cook. That's probably grandma. Right?
Yeah. Cooking for sure.
I remember this is actually my great grandmother. I remember she was probably in her early 90s at the time, and she was watching all three of us kids. And we went over to great grandma's house and we made Christmas cookies together. And at the end of the day, mom and dad came to pick us up and great grandma have any of the cookies. We took them all home.
Aww.
Every single one.
You feel bad about that now, don't you?
Now I do. Yeah.
You're looking back. Yeah.
I was happy at the time. And the number
is
one
fishing on the list.
Fishing is not on the list. That's a good one, though.
Fishing should be on the list.
See, I'm not a fisherman. I've never enjoyed that, but my
either,
kids.
But grandpa did.
My kids, whenever they went fishing, they did it with their grandpa. So that's a good one. Number one on the list, by the way, how to be thankful.
That's a good one.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date throughout the day on WRJN.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo power tools. Plus, power tools make great gifts. Metabo cordless drills provide the power and function to make your next job more productive. Pick one up today for just $99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Boy, see the street takes to you all from Menards.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business calm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho ho ho!
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love on WRJN. We are looking for a partly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 14. Tomorrow, Friday, increasingly cloudy, a high of 31. Could see 41 on Saturday. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Perry Como on WRJN.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays. You can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, always on the historic 1400 AM, or you can listen to WRJN.com or download the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Someone didn't read the sign. The Wing Stop on Douglas is closed today after someone drove through the front window of the business this morning. Caledonia police say there were no injuries reported. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is gearing up for its annual holiday campaign. There are upcoming fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine County children in need. George's Encore, Joey's Yardarm, and Bucket's Pub will donate a portion of their upcoming sales to help provide Christmas gifts for Racine County families. The dates of those events are at WRJN.com. The program is continuing its decades-long tradition of collecting, refurbishing, and distributing toys to kids. Registration is available for those in need at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. A new Kenosha County cop shop opens tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department is moving its full operation to their new state-of-the-art facility. It's on 39th Avenue, a few miles from the current station on Green Bay Road. A statement says the move will enhance the department's ability to serve the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Beautiful today, the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still, gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Midnight train ride, full love. Gonna blow in the midnight.
Gladys Knight and the Pips. Midnight Train to Georgia, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Maybe I've told you this before, but I had this funny professor in college who always said he wanted to stage a concert with just the backup singers. So you'd have the Pips, but not Gladys Knight. You'd have the News, but not Huey Lewis. You'd have the Crickets, but not Buddy Holly. What do you think?
Touching warm, reaching out.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is people used to believe that kissing a donkey could relieve a toothache. It's right. People have always done rather odd things to prevent toothaches. For example, the ancient Egyptians scrubbed their teeth with a powder made from ox hooves and eggshells. But weirder still, during the Middle Ages in Germany, they thought the cure for a toothache was kissing a donkey. But even if they did something for your toothache, it certainly wouldn't do anything about your breath.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flames.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Now, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
propose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Some guy.